Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Welcome to the podcast, my friends, and hopefully you're sharing this, and when it's done, rate and comment. You can rate it before you hear it, as long as you rate it well.
Hold on, before we get this thing started, I got to get to my Facebook page so I can see this screenshot of the text messages that you sent to your wife from the grocery store.
Out the gate, she's on your head, Matt.
Matt and Ramona Facebook page, by the way, and that's the voice of Eric Kelly II, executive producer, Matt and Ramona Show. I really think that when it all comes to light, it'll prove that I am
a clown,
a great person.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun there.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. First of all, she wrote the list for herself.
Mm-hmm.
So it was in it wasn't fully written out like I would have preferred.
Okay. So she was a bad list writer.
Bad list writer.
Okay.
And so
what else have you got going for you?
And now, granted, I do admit that I ask questions a lot.
Okay, so even if the list was written for you, you're admitting that you would still have problems.
Yes. But I think this time
when I saw this
justified.
Screenshot, it was just one of those moments where I recognized that the 5 or 6 hours a day that I put in with you are nothing compared to the rest of the day when your wife has to put up with you. And I'm just so thankful for that lady.
I was tired and hungry.
And her patience. The first one, is blue corn really blue corn chips?
Okay, can I explain? Or do you just want me to die in this big pit?
Were you in the produce section looking for blue corn?
I was actually in the international section because there was a lot of things that seemed like they were enchilada related on the list.
Wow. So you just thought blue corn would be in the international section. What store, by the way?
I was in Harris Teeter this particular time.
Got you.
I'm looking for the maize.
Anybody see the Azul corn?
Wait a minute.
Lion.
Now, here's my issue with all of his questions, and some of them, I will admit, are legit.
Okay, thank
you. I'll give you legit. Like, how many pounds of chicken? That's legit.
I mean, I could have guessed, probably.
Some of your questions make me wonder if you've ever looked inside the refrigerator at your home. Like, do you notice the kinds of things that your family eats?
Yeah, but...
Because I know that if Amy sent me to the store, and she has never... sent me to the store. But what I know about your family is that if she sent you to the store for chicken, it's either chicken nuggets for Avery or it's boneless, skinless chicken breast for the rest of the family.
Yeah, I know. Probably was.
But your question is, what kind of chicken? What do you mean, what kind of chicken?
Well,
boneless, skinless breast? How many pounds?
Okay,
legit question is how many pounds? Because you should know by now it's boneless, skinless breast.
Probably. There's once in a while to do a thigh thing. But I mean, maybe that was a little passive aggressive, that one. Like, why didn't you tell me how much? And why am I here? And also, why should I see what's problematic here is look at all the things I typed before I mean, there's no answer. I had to text my daughter because I knew she, and I said, go downstairs.
But knowing you, these text messages came in fast succession because you were angry.
Okay.
You were a hangry man.
And he was
feeling like a grocery store martyr because Madman went to the grocery store.
Fired off.
In quick succession, they're all 407, 407, 408, 410, 412.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now she's not answering in those 30, 60 seconds.
What does nuts mean? What does nuts mean?
Well, that's because I was referring to the dirty one she sent me earlier. Are you looking at
Does more? That say nuts? What does nuts mean?
Because
Come on, man.
Okay. So
come on.
Where does it start? How many avocados? Fair? Two. So I get three because I know that I'm not, and I hate the fact I don't want to get avocados.
Why?
What is the problem?
Because
is it too much pressure?
It is a lot of pressure.
How?
Because I don't know the exact firmness, and then I'll come back and she'll be like,
it just
well,
needs
this
to be firm.
Choice. It needs too firm, though. See, it's a weird thing, so I hate that.
Oh, my God.
I was already angered.
It's just like a banana. You can tell.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. They're literally green.
I watched a YouTube video.
You're talking about regular people.
Yeah, that's true.
Regular.
I literally watched a YouTube video while I was standing there.
You have
you watched a YouTube video on avocado selection?
Yes, I did.
What? Oh, bless your heart.
And then
you try.
She wrote blue corn. Now, I was smart enough to go, is blue corn really blue corn chips? Because maybe there's something called blue corn. Boneless chicken breasts, I guessed. How many pounds? She wrote nuts. Nuts could be a million different things. There's a lot of nuts out there.
Okay, can I tell you?
Stock. There's a lot of stock.
There were many reactions to this screenshot of your text messages.
Yeah.
Most of them coming from people who think that you are simply being so bad at going to the grocery store that Amy will give up and say, you know what? Forget about it. I'll go to the store myself.
I do negotiate with. I said, you know how long it takes me, and you're faster sometimes. But if I would have gone over the list, I would have.
And Melinda says, I sent my husband and 16-year-old son grocery shopping last year when I had shingles. The woman had shingles. Same thing happened. Some things are just better to do yourself. Laura Lee, who we used to work with in Columbus, says, way to get out of it. LOL.
I did it. I did it. I'll just spend a better list. She's the list problem.
And then Terry Hayes says, this is the behavior of men who are purposely trying to avoid being asked to do anything else again. My father did that.
Yeah,
and Nicole Bell, used to work for the Charlotte Observer, says, Terry Hayes, it's weaponized incompetence.
So the incompetence isn't doubted. We're using it as a weapon.
But she goes on to say, on the other hand, he may know his wife is picky like me and has very specific choices for everything I buy at the grocery store.
There you go.
And then we have Farmer Roy Neil Gross says, as a father of a child on the autistic spectrum, this sounds familiar. I don't believe you have weaponized your incompetence.
I wouldn't be that smart.
That you're doing this intentionally so that Amy won't ask you to do it again. I believe you are just that bad at it.
Yeah.
I also believe that there might be some Aspie and ADD wrapped up in there because you're getting angry and frustrated because you don't understand. You haven't really noticed what's in the refrigerator. Like, you know, you can't make an educated guess. You're afraid to waste money. You're a scared little man.
I wasn't scared. And Lindsay on my Facebook page said, better to ask. Her husband, Shad, would just come home with all the wrong things, and I'd be mad at him. See? That's what I fear.
You're afraid that if you buy the wrong avocados, you're going to come home and Amy's just going to be in a rage.
When she says Fritos, and I come home with scoops instead of the straight one, or barbecue
what
Fritos.
Have you done? This marriage is over!
I'm walking!
I've had it with you, Matt Harris!
Yes. You know, there's a lot of Fritos out there. When I went to the Fritos section, I was overwhelmed.
Yes, what?
Yeah.
You got the chili Fritos and the Fritos scoops, and then you got the regular ones and the giant ones.
She said regular. And she said Garden of Eaten chips.
Oh, okay.
Different ones of those. I mean,
it's a brand of chips.
She said the red kind beats. I don't know how I even found that.
never mind.
And she said, nuts, she said, not say nuts. It's for me. Don't worry. Oh, so you're getting nuts from somebody.
and you even managed to be insecure at the same time. Wow,
exactly.
This is a win-win-win.
And Addie had wanted hummus. Okay, lots of hummus possibilities. She wanted yogurt. Lots of yogurt possibilities. Come on, people. And pineapple? You want the full pineapple or the already chopped up pineapple? Come on, man.
It is not worth it to send you to the grocery store.
Give a man a break.
Your third question in, I'm not answering anymore, and I'm just going to know that I have to make a trip to the store myself.
I also wanted to know where the pirate booty was. It wasn't in the chips. Where's the pirate booty go? And I was afraid to ask the young girl at the front, where's the booty? Okay. All right. Enough about beating me up. Now let's try moving on to bad luck. I had never heard, what was the expression you said? Something about don't buy me shoes or what is it?
No, if you buy romantic partner shoes, they will walk out of your life. So you don't buy shoes for your partner, especially a man.
Before.
I've always heard it about men.
But what if you want them to walk out? Does it work that way?
I purchased several pairs of shoes for my ex-husband.
So if I come home and there's bunch of Zappos boxes on the front porch and the men's side.
There you go. Get to stepping.
Get
to the left, to the left.
Anything you want in the box, too.
I'll do that. Do you know that thing that used to be on the mud flaps of a truck for the big stepping guy?
Yeah.
What is it like? Oh, wow. Keep on trucking. Get on out the door.
Have you ever heard the superstition about splitting poles?
I did not hear that until you told me about it a couple years ago.
Yeah, and you mocked me, and you split a pole intentionally.
Yep.
My thing is, do I believe in superstitions?
Not so much.
I will say that I don't believe you should intentionally invite bad juju.
Right.
So I don't like to split poles. I'm not going to intentionally put a hat on a bed. I'm not going to open up an umbrella inside.
Right. Right. But you. You're not going to panic if someone are you going to panic?
If a mirror breaks, I'm not going to call it quits for 7 years.
But you're just not. If you have the option of not walking under the ladder,
oh, absolutely. That's just a bad idea.
Why?
Because things can fall.
Well, they can fall also the other way. If you walk around it, the guy like, whoa, I fell off my ladder right on the
ladders don't fall that way.
All the time.
They don't fall that way.
No, but the person on it let go. Whoa, fell back.
Okay.
Yes. So, or the umbrella though, is it you have to open it? Because sometimes you'll go into a place with the umbrella open,
you should not.
So you'll close it and stand in the pouring rain.
Well, usually there's an overhang that gives you an opportunity to.
Okay, let's say there wasn't. Would you, and it's pouring, you'd roll the dice, right? You're not that superstitious.
Yeah, it all depends on what's happening with my hair.
And does that, that's true. And is that little, what's that called? That the man, the catch a man or catch a predator? What's that called?
Man trap?
Man trap, yeah.
Catch a predator?
How to
what
catch
is going on here?
How did you even get there?
I was trying to, I thought it was called catch a man or something. It's called man trap?
I believe it's called a man trap.
That little square thing, like you walk in.
It's that space between a company's front door and their actual lobby. It's like a little holding area.
Not catch a predator. That'd be a terrible name for that area.
Yeah. Every time you go in the bank, I'm a predator here.
But does that count as indoor? If I have my umbrella?
No. That's a separate area.
Okay.
Which was built just for that purpose.
I you know, the number one thing.
Because you're not really in.
Yeah, that's good to know. Walking under a ladder was their number one most common superstition. The umbrella indoors, number two. Crossing your fingers for good luck. I'd never do that.
I do sometimes.
I guess I would do it in kind of a mocking, like, ooh.
That's how I do it. Like, ooh, I'm hoping, I'm hoping.
And but I wonder about the crossing your fingers for good luck. Is that because I thought it used to have to like hide it. Was there a rule about hiding it, or was that so you could lie?
I never heard a rule.
Yeah, that's so you can lie.
Okay, so you can lie.
Because when you're saying something, you put it behind your back. Okay, that means you're lying.
So it's good luck and for lying.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
It does, because if you weren't good luck, it's in front of you because you're saying that. But if you're saying a lie and you got your fingers twisted behind your back, that means it probably won't come back to you that you're lying.
Well,
the good luck is that you will be successful in your deception.
Exactly.
So that's a terrible use of the crossed fingers.
It's really good. Is.
Yeah.
But I thought you would love
one
that.
Or the other. It should be one or the other.
He should love any superstition. He should not make fun of any superstition whatsoever.
Why that?
Because ever since I've known Matt Harris, he has been the most sports superstitious. And also at one point, very ratings superstitious.
Yeah, I was at one point. I just gave up. But yes.
He had so many rituals.
Yes, I did.
That covered his superstitions.
Yes.
What are these rituals?
Oh, there was, I mean, they change depending on
how crazy he is at any given time.
Oh, yes, yes. I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, it used to be in ratings. I would not. I didn't want to talk to anybody because if I talked to them and they worked at, you know, at Radio 2, they would get the good luck that came out of my mouth.
He also...
What sense does that mean?
It was also ratings bad luck if he argued with Amy before the ratings came out and if he looked at porn.
Yeah, you definitely...
Porn?
Yeah, cannot look at porn before ratings.
What does porn have to do before ratings?
I don't know. It's just...
It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, I think it's because of guilt gene.
Porn's
or something.
Bad.
You beat out the good luck?
Yeah, yes. No, right? Yes.
That's what
well,
you
well, you wasted your good luck on that stripper, didn't you? Didn't you, sir?
Yeah, she probably had good luck
watching Cinnamon Honey do her thing.
I hope you'll find another way to pay for your OnlyFans now that you ruined our ratings with your porn watching.
That's right. So I don't look at that anymore at all during the course of the year. I go to more of a erotic thriller.
He's found a way to keep his good luck. Yay!
It's not working so great sometimes.
He can have good luck and boobs. Yeah. Man, yeah. Life is good.
But it is, but it's kind of also this sense of compulsive, stupid stuff.
Do you still, I know your fantasy football is in full swing now. Yeah, are you employing any of your old sports superstitions for your Eagles or your fantasy football team?
For as far as sports go, it's always, well, I mean, the always arguing with Amy thing or fighting or the kids or whatever, it's always been part of it because that just cranks up my anxiety anymore. But the other things change on a need-to-know basis.
Okay.
So I never have one that, I don't have any good luck. I have bad luck.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh at that. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm not a
good
friend.
What I mean by that, I should.
I'm sorry.
No,
friends don't laugh at you when you say, I got nothing but bad luck.
No, I didn't mean I have nothing but bad luck. What I mean is I have prevent bad luck things. I don't have make good luck things.
Okay.
So like something bad starts to happen, change a chair.
You understood that just then?
But here's the thing. Sadly, I do.
Okay, because.
But you know you have total control over whether or not you argue with Amy.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No.
It takes two to argue.
Okay, no.
She has to say something. You have to have some type of retort. Like, you don't ever have to argue with your wife.
Okay, it's
you
not
can say,
argue.
You know what, honey, you're right.
But she can't even make me feel annoyed. I don't even have to argue back. But if I have a gut reaction, like an annoyance, it's going to go downhill, that damn game. She knows that. Like, you know what she says? She always will say this. Like, I'll be like, when I did it for the ratings or I would do something like, hey, I love you, honey. Have a good day. It's ratings day, isn't it?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Yeah. So even if you get, like, the gut annoyance.
She knew. Wait, she knew that he was only sucking up so that there would be nothing to give him bad ratings juju.
Yeah. It'll be, like, Monday.
And you
I'll
are
be,
so transparent.
Yeah. Like, honey, you look really great today. Did the Eagles play tonight? Yeah, they do.
You are a mess.
Oh, mess of a human. Thanks for hanging out with us. Check out the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Check out my other podcast, my true crime podcast. You can get through it through the Matt Harris page. Murdoch, Family Murders.
So good.
Impact of Influence.
Yes.
We will talk again soon.